Hi, this is Pat Fraley, and I want to give you a 5 or 6 minute lesson on character voice. I came across this lesson, and I think it's valuable. I start off the lesson by listing the various genres where character voice is most needful in this day and age.
Animation, interactive gaming, audiobooks, and ADR looping work. Each of these genres requires a specific treatment of character voice, and things have changed. For example, in animation, there is a resurgence to the wild and woolly comedic animation styles of the past, calling for performances that demand a higher altitude to over the top. At the same time, interactive gaming work, which is exploding, is 85% drama-driven, which requires bone-real character voice performances. Same with audiobooks and ADR looping work for feature film work. Voiceover performers must be trained to present a character voice performance for the specific requirements of each genre. Also, versatility is central to character voice work. Now, this presents a serious problem. What do you have to do? Come up with a set of character voices which are expansive, comedic for animation, and a different set of characters which are subtle and realistic enough for the demands of the interactive gaming jobs and audiobooks and ADR looping work, especially for live-action films. No, you don't. It's a matter of adjusting the acting performance level. Let me give you a demonstration. One of the keys to versatility I teach is to learn character voice placements. Placements is one of the 6 elements to a character voice. Placements are where the voice seems to be centered or seems to be coming from. Take this placement. It's in or around my throat. I learned how to go high in pitch and go low, but not change or violate the placement. Now, let me put this to work, say, for an animation project.
As mayor of Dinkyville, I want to quell the silly rumor that violence has entered our community. It's silly to think... No, it's nothing. Just a silly flesh wound. I have another arm.
Okay, that'd work for a cartoon. Oops, I forgot to turn the birds off. Where was I? Oh yeah, that would work for an over-the-top animation project. What about gaming interaction? Here's the same placement, same character really, cast in an interactive gaming project.
Major, I want a squadron, 2 in Sector Bravo ASAP.
Sir!
You think I like this? Sending a dozen men to what may be a death trap? Just get them on the transport. Now, that'll be all.
So, same voice, same character really, just turning down the thermostat to fit the genre. Do all your characters have to be created in advance? No. It's awfully handy to have as much work done in advance as possible.
So if they call for a large Russian, or an Irishman, or a Viking,
I'm one step ahead of the game. Sound more like management than creativity? Yeah. You want a job or a hobby? One more example and demonstration on how valuable it is to adjust your character voice to the genre. I got the opportunity to audition for the voice of the president, which was to be heard over a radio in Sony Pictures' I Am Legend. That's a post-production job that falls into the ADR looping world. The casting description request for the president was a Fred Thompson-like voice. I immediately went to YouTube.com and put Fred in my ear. I do this with all the auditions when they give me a serving suggestion of a personality or another actor's voice. I just put my microphone up to the speaker at my computer and snag a chunk. Here's what I got.
I think that Governor Huckabee's campaign manager said it accurately in terms of what they believe.
I think that Senator Huckabee's campaign manager said it accurately in terms of what they believe. So if I were doing Fred Thompson, I'd probably do him about like that. I play around with the voice, I wear it like an old suit, but I don't spend much time on it unless they wanted to have a sound match.
So knowing it's a voice for a live-action, realistic movie, I took my performance down a notch to fit and auditioned using the scripted audition lines. Here it is.
Pat Fraley Radio. And make no mistake, my fellow Americans, we are at war. At war for our very survival. And so it is with great sadness, but greater resolve, that tonight I have signed an executive order quarantining New York City. God be with us.
Did you hear how much I pulled back? I did less character than the real Fred Thompson. I got the job, went to the studio, met the director of the film, Francis Lawrence, and before we rolled, I asked, "How much Fred Thompson do you want?" He said, "Just do what you did in the audition. You're here because you were the realest Reed."
So if I've whetted your appetite for studying character voice, having the ability to break a character voice down to its six elements, including placement, learning how to develop them so they have an inner life, consider going to patfraley.com, my website, go to the shop page, and look for my Creating Character Voices 25th edition audio and workbook set, or my Cartoon Voice 2-hour audio set, and perhaps my Accent on Dialect 2-hour workbook set. Hope this has been helpful. Thanks for listening.
I got another leg. A spare. I suppose you could call it a spare. Am I right?